finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on the 17th day of February. It is a Wednesday, and the year is 2007, just to make sure the record is correct for all the people out there spinning up the program and taking notes. Now, back to the story about Gonzalez. Gonzalez did not cite any specific activist jurist or give examples of national security cases in his prepared text. The Justice Department is appealing an August decision by U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor in Detroit, who ruled the government's warrantless surveillance program unconstitutional and ordered it stopped immediately. The Justice Department appealed her decision, and the 6th U.S. Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has ruled that the administration can keep the program in place during the appeal. Attorneys representing terrorism suspects held in Guantanamo Bay are challenging the legality of the law signed by President Bush in October that authorizes military trials. Those challenges raise the possibility that trials will be struck down by a federal appeals court or the Supreme Court. Gonzalez, a former Texas Supreme Court justice, has in the past warned about judges who inject their personal beliefs in cases, but his prepared remarks Wednesday marked the sharpest words over concerns about the federal judiciary, the third and equal branch of government. Don't make me laugh. Judges who apply an activist philosophy that stretches a law to suit policy preferences, they actually reduce the credibility and authority of the judiciary. In doing so, they undermine the rule of law that strengthens our democracy. What flipping country is this guy in? Excuse me, Mr. Attorney General of the United States, this is not a democracy, you yahoo. It's a republic, and it's got its constitution, which you people keep ignoring. Now, even so, Gonzalez characterized efforts to retaliate against unpopular rulings as misguided, noting a failed South Dakota proposal to sue or jail judges for making unpopular court decisions. That's not what that case was about, by the way, and we had the gentleman on to describe that. They were trying to pass a constitutional amendment in South Dakota to put a stop to judges ruling against people that can't defend themselves constitutionally in court. Mr. Gonzalez, get it right, you traitorous son of a gun. He also called for Congress to consider increasing the number of federal judges to handle heavy workloads and to offer them higher salaries to lure and keep the best jurists on the bench. I didn't know a judge was a jurist that sits on a bench, did you? Let's go to the phones here. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan. He dropped off. Well, you guys got to hang on here. Greg in Nebraska. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John.
Hi.
A comment on that fellow that called you about that letter. First of all, there's no such thing as a letter getting in your mailbox without you signing for it. In other words, you don't receive anything until you actually have to sign for it in your mailbox. So it's up to you to decide whether you got the letter or not.
Well, that's not necessarily true. If it comes through your mail unregistered and it doesn't require a signature, and somebody plops it in there, whether it's the U.S. government using the U.S. mail service or not, you don't necessarily have to sign.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't, John. I'm trying to tell you that I don't take anything that doesn't get a signature by the government serious.
Okay.
Throw the damn thing away. The simple way to say it. I've had four or five of those coming. If I don't have to sign for them, I didn't get them.
Okay, hold on a second. We got to take the break here. Hold on, Greg. We'll take this break. We'll come right back. Stay tuned.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, Greg in Nebraska, okay, I got your point now that you're not going to respond to any letters that you don't have to sign for, but what if a postman showed up on your door with that survey requiring your signature? What would you do?
Well, that's a good question. I would have to measure the law and the crime against the signature. In other words, we have census, and you know there's a crime on census if you don't fill out the census, but they've extended the census way beyond what the Constitution wanted it for.
Right.
So we're being abused. It's another usurpation of our privacy. Each individual must be responsible for his own decisions and say, hey, you know, is this what was intended or not? If it isn't, and you're willing to pay the price, you stand up to them, and I have before. And believe it or not, like the census, I threw the census lady off the land. She came to my door, and I threw her out of here, and she never came back. And I did, and I was planning on throwing her out again. I'll go to jail for some of these things. The power of government comes from the popular consent of the people. And when the people don't consent anymore, then the government isn't popular. And that's what we got to let them understand. They're trying to institute a socialist society where you will have no privacy. Everything about you and your land and your person will be owned by the state. If you don't want to oppose it, then don't. But don't cry about it when you end up with socialism and you're a servant to the state, which is what's going on.
Do you think, though, that Greg, and I always drop back to my point, that if we had in the public school system, if we had comprehensive classes on the Constitution, that, in fact, these people would know the difference between socialism and the Constitutional Republic?
John, I have some very educated people in my family, okay? Very educated. And I want to tell you something. They understand the Constitution. What the problem is they don't have the courage and the fortitude inside of them to stand up to these kind of abuses. That's the key to this whole thing. We have a nation of literally subdued cowards. They've gone to cowardice is what they've done. They're not humans. They're not Americans anymore. Americans stood up to authority and said, we have a right to our life. Independence means something, not subservience to the state. How can you be subservient and be independent? They don't go together. And this is what's happening. You look at people, they want to go along to get along. Well, that's not what America started out to be.
Yeah, as the film clip that demonstrates, and it's been all over the web, being questioned, a woman in England being questioned about the bombings that happened on the buses and the subways over there. And she made the astounding statement, yes, I'd give up more liberty for more freedom.
Maybe the bottom line is that most of humanity never has had any courage in them. I kind of wonder, after all these years I've lived, and sizing this up, I've come to the conclusion that most of humanity is built around ignoring realities and living in their little world and hoping no one bothers it.
Well, and in this country, especially in this country, we have a conditioning process through our idiot box, through the television, which I don't dispute it is the most powerful communication system that's ever been set up. It's been used for propaganda and not for, you know, interesting subjects that are delved in as white paper to give both sides of a story and let the observer or listener or watcher decide. No, we have somebody that prepackages and pre-digests, and we're handed this pablum and we're expected to swallow it. There's the advent of television in this country and the upstart of corporations using Madison Avenue to turn this country into some kind of pop culture. My wife made the observation the other day with the American Idol or whatever that show is called, that everybody is trying to find fame and stardom and fortune. She said, doesn't the Bible say something about not bowing down and worshiping idols? So what do they name the show? American Idol. You know, it's this conditioning process has been going on for a long, long time.
It's an inch at a time. I went to the VA hospital on a kick just to see, mostly to see how I was going to be treated. And it was interesting. You probably had a service number, but you were, we'll go back far enough to have a service number instead of a Social Security number, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a service number as well. Interesting thing happened there. They didn't ever ask me for a service number, and they wanted my Social Security number, and they also wanted to know my net worth and income, or I didn't qualify. When I got out of the service, there weren't any conditions. It was a contract, and they handed me what they said were my VA benefits, and they said there was no condition to them. Today, you literally don't get your benefits if you haven't applied earlier than 2003 because they changed the law. And they actually took the old contracts that we had from our days in service and tore them up and changed them around to something that's more welfare system, not a contract
and
service.
And that shouldn't be. What should be done is instead of you being grandfathered into the new law, you should be applicable to the original contract.
Well, that's that you weren't asked if you wanted to drop the contract. The original contract should stay in place. You can't unilaterally drop a contract like that, but they have. And only they that do that. I mean, if I did that and I went into a court of law and said, well, Your Honor, all I decided to do is drop my gun. I dropped the contract. I dropped the gun and went home. How long would that last before you would be in Leavenworth?
Not very long. We
can't unilaterally drop contracts, but they do it all the time.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate your call, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll have to dig up what days Derry Brownfield has covered the subject of farming and specifically talking about these questionnaires under threat and penalty of fine and or jail if you don't comply. You know, folks, this is all being done at a point of a gun. You either comply or you die. financially die, physically in some cases die, you know, whatever it is, you will comply or you will die. Jim in Canada. Hello, Jim.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
Your last caller was one of the best callers I've ever heard. I hope that gentleman will phone back again. He had a lot of good things to say. And on the matter of the census, I'm kind of new to revolting up here in Canada. It was my first time to face this threat of jail and fines. And thousands and thousands of people did it up here, and the government blinked. So many people refused to do it this year so far nothing has happened. So.
And now you're in reference to specifically what?
The national census, which is done by the federal government of Canada every 4 years.
Okay.
So I took a lot of good information from your prior caller, and as I've told you in the past, I credit you personally with helping me take this baby step of courage to start standing up in the face of government, and by God, I pray it's not the last time. I hope there will be a lot more to come. There's something else I was going to say. I forget, John, but appreciate the show. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, that's all it has to take, ladies and gentlemen, is just a simple decision. And it is not arrived at simply, but it is a simple solution. It is a simple thing to do. To stop taking this abuse, stop laying down, and just make the decision that you're not going to lay down anymore, that you're not going to take the abuse anymore, that you're going to stand up for your rights, God-given and spelled out supposedly by our government, but they are on a fast track to violate everything that we used to hold sacrosanct or hold dear. I mean, they're just doing it all the time, at will. And the decision, once you make that decision that I've had enough of this, I'm not going to take any more of it, you have just turned your life around. Now, there may be times where you find yourself in a position that's not too comfortable. That is true. But the meek and the timid and the slaves of this world always try to convince themselves by taking the easiest way out. The least path of resistance is the best way to conduct their life and their affairs. Not if you want to be a free man. Not if you hold liberty as dear as we do here in this country, or a lot of us do. But it boils down to one thing, making the decision to be a man or a woman of good faith and conscience. That's all it takes. And once you make that decision, your entire perspective and your life changes. Interesting things here about, and I said this, I do believe, on my program last week. And I was mentioning about, I'm waiting for the day that the American Defamation League, or I'm sorry, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, would turn on Nuchakarty. Well, they sent their strong-arm unit out after them, and that would be the Jewish Defense League, the gangsters. Jewish Defense League declares war on Torah true Jews. Jewish community decides to ruin lives of Nuchakarta. Jewish elements in New York have declared war on members of the Jewish Nuchakarta movement who participated in the Holocaust denial conference in Iran last month and were photographed hugging and kissing Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The New York-based Jewish Defense Organization, who has been active against the phenomenon of Nuchakarta, have launched a campaign dubbed Operation Screwball against the anti-Zionist ultra-Orthodox movement, calling for a full boycott of its members and a rally at the Nuchakarta secret headquarters in the town of Mosey, north of New York City, Sunday afternoon. Not exactly secret. The website opened by the organizers of the operation reveals the photos, home addresses, and phone numbers of several top officials in the movement who recently visited Iran and participated in the Holocaust denial conference there. The website calls on all Jews to keep them out of your, whatever a shul is, keep them out of your shuls, do not hire them to do any work, and toss them out of any store they come to. More on this story right after this. 800-313-9443. You want to chime in on today's program? You are welcome.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This article goes on to say that Nutricarta crackpots are traitors to the Jews for helping Iranian Hitler imitator Ahmadinejad, who is planning to wipe Israel off the map with nuclear weapons. Now, in response, Operation Screwball has been initiated to help wreck and ruin these self-haters and Jewish traitors out of Mansi. I am sure Iran will welcome them with open arms, the website says. The list of Nutricarta members whose information was posted on the website included Yisrael Weiss, that's Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss, Rabbi Yisrael Feldman, David Feldman, son of Rabbi Feldman, William Mordecai Weberman, Nachman Deutsch, Chaim Lefkowitz, Anchi and Chazzy Schwartz, Chaim Freiman, Moshe Era Friedman. This is what I said last week, ladies and gentlemen, that in fact the ADL was going to turn on, and I said I couldn't wait for this to happen, for the ADL to turn on Nutricarta. And you can go to their website, NKUSA, and I am in support of these people. I got an email the other day. I just love this one. Let me see if I can dig this thing out. It was from... It was from the Aryan Nations here in America. Well, I got to dig this one out. You're going to love this one. Aryan Nations. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Yeah, you don't need to know. And the email address was jewburnjew@gmail.com. I just love you little neo-Nazi prep heads out there. Comments. Perhaps you should call your station JBN for the Jewish Broadcasting Network. I'm sick of your Jewish filth propaganda. Barry Seamus is not a typical Jew. If it's not that, it's all the blank callers that call in and say they aren't anti-Semitic. Jews are not Semites. Why don't you get your facts correct? Drop the Jew love of your network. Drop the Jew love or your network will be brought down through our Aryan network. I am totally convinced that RBN is being funded by Jews. That's why RBN is soft on the Jew. There is no good Jew, you morons. Jews deny the Messiah. They are the Antichrist. Why can't you morons figure that out? Well, thank you, Aryan Nations. I hope that you're the spokesperson for all of them. It just shows the amount of ignorance. And I wouldn't know who to address. If I want to address the Aryan Nations, do I have to do it through the FBI? Because you've got more government agents in the Aryan Nations than you have Aryan Nation members. So before you call on anybody else cleaning their house out, my friend, why don't you do the same? Back to the phones here. Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John.
Hi.
John, the action of the, I want to just talk about something that's going on in Iraq. The action of the British troops in taking out a police station in Basra. Do you remember the controversy with British agents doing bombings in southern Iraq, terrorism? Well, the local people caught on to that, and they caught these British agents, and now this police station that was a stronghold of the local governor was taken out by a British force, and the media has been completely distorting it in saying that they saved 100 people inside.
I remember hearing that story. Yeah.
Yeah. The it's just ludicrous when you have a revolution going on in the country that you're occupying, and the media cannot tell you the truth. There's a revolution going on in Iraq. And the people there are waking up in a hurry, just like the people here are waking up. I think there's very few people in Iraq that haven't woken up, except the people that have been paid off.
Yeah, and you know what? Those people are between a rock and a hard place, and no pun intended.
Yeah.
But if, in fact, the Iraqi people get back their true government, or they have once again self-determination, And these people are still in power, I'm going to tell you what, they're in for a world of hurt. They are in for there's going to be another purge in Iraq, only this time it's going to be going after the Iraqis that decided to turn coat on their fellow citizens and then jump on board with this occupation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the area that is controlled by the Maliki government is a pitiful postage stamp size. I mean, you're talking about just a tiny area, and I think that one of the reasons that they want to, besides the Iran escalation, one of the reasons that Bush wants to move heavily into central Baghdad is because they're actually at risk of being completely overwhelmed as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's basically no government over there. There is no government over there. It's not a government that Condi Rice, you know, glowingly talks about. There is no government over there, period.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, appreciate the call. Thanks, Fred. Yeah, they're desperately trying to set up the new democracy over there, and it doesn't seem to be going well. I'm hesitant to even turn on the television, and folks, I do this to see what kind of propaganda that they're perpetrating presently against the American people. But I'll tell you what, watch it I must, but it's making me extremely sick. It is like they're ignoring the thoughts of the American people. It's showing up in the polls, but you wouldn't notice it by the propaganda they keep spewing out. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
obviously something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'm going to do this article in... this article is going to precede the next article that I'm going to do here, so you better understand. You have a better understanding here of exactly what's going on. Now, and by the way, what I'm going to refer to after I do this story is going to be Haaretz.com, their online version. And they're up there bragging. They're happy about the Democrats coming in, and I'll read you the statistics on that one. But Encore, two of America's top scholars attack Israel lobby in U.S. This was first published March 20th of last year. And this has to do with a couple of individuals here that have the audacity, Mr. Walt and Mr. Mearsheimer, to go against this peace plan for the Middle East. This is what they say. And this was a UPI story picked up out of Washington. Two of America's top scholars have published a searing attack on the role and power of Washington's pro-Israel lobby in the British Journal, warning that its decisive role in fomenting the Iraq war is now being repeated with the threat of action against Iran. Now, keep in mind what I said. This is a repost from last March's story. And that they say that the lobby is so strong they could doubt their article would be accepted in any U.S.-based publication. Professor John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago, author of The Tragedy of Great Power Politics, and Professor Stephen Wall of Harvard's Kenney School, and author of Taming American Power, The Global Response to U.S. Primacy, are leading figures American in academic life. Now, they claim that Israel lobby has distorted American policy and operates against American interest, that it has organized the funneling of more than $140 billion to Israel and has a stranglehold on the U.S. Congress, and its ability to raise large campaign funds gives it vast influence over Republican and Democratic administrations, while in the role in Washington think tanks on the Middle East dominates the policy debate. And they say that the lobby works ruthlessly to suppress questioning of its role, to blacken its critics, and to crush serious debate about the wisdom of supporting Israel in U.S. public life. Silencing skeptics by organizing blacklists and boycotts, or by suggesting that critics are anti-Semites, violates the principles of open debate on which democracy depends. There's that word again, but that's what Walt and Mearsheimer write. The inability of Congress to conduct a genuine debate on these important issues paralyzes the entire process of a democratic deliberation. Israel's backers should be free to think their case and to challenge those who disagree with them, but efforts to stifle that debate by intimidation must be roundly condemned. In the 12,800-word article published in the latest issue of the London Review of Books, the article focuses strongly on the role of the neoconservatives within the Bush administration in driving the decision to launch the war in Iraq. The main driving force behind the war was like a small band of neoconservatives, many with ties to the Likud party, Mearsheimer and Walt argue. Given the neoconservatives' devotion to Israel, their obsession with Iraq, and their influence in the Bush administration, it isn't surprising that many Americans suspected that the war was designed to further Israel's interest. The neoconservatives had been determined to topple Saddam even before Bush became president. They caused a stir early in 1998 by publishing two letters, open letters, to Clinton calling for Saddam's removal from power. The signatories, many of whom had close ties to the pro-Israel groups like JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, or WINEP, the Washington Institute for Near Eastern Policy, who included Elliot Abrams, John Bolton, Douglas Feith, William Kristol, Bernard Lewis, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Perle, and Paul Wolfowitz, had little trouble persuading the Clinton administration to adopt the general goal of ousting Saddam, but they were unable to sell a war to achieve that objective. No, what they couldn't do is do it through Clinton because, well, too many people were laughing up their sleeves. Now that we have George Bush, are we still laughing? They were no more able to generate enthusiasm for invading Iraq in the early months of the Bush administration. They needed help to achieve their aim. That help arrived with 9/11. Specifically, the events of that day led Bush and Cheney to reverse course and become strong proponents of a preemptive war. Now, the article, which is already stirring furious debate in the U.S. academic and intellectual circles, also explores the historical role of the lobby. For the past several decades, and especially since the Six-Day War in 1967, the centerpiece of U.S. Middle Eastern policy has been its relationship with Israel. The combination of unwavering support for Israel and the related effort to spread democracy throughout the region has inflamed Arab and Islamic opinion and jeopardized not only U.S. security, but that of much of the rest of the world. The situation has no equal in American political history. Why has the U.S. been willing to set aside its own security and that of many of its allies in order to advance the interest of another state? The thrust of the U.S. policy in the region derives almost entirely from domestic politics, and especially the activities of the Israeli lobby. Other special interest groups have managed to skew foreign policy, but no lobby has managed to divert it as far from the national interest would suggest, while simultaneously convincing Americans that U.S. interests and those of the other country, in this case Israel, are essentially identical. They argue that far from being a strategic asset to the United States, Israel is becoming a strategic burden. It does not behave like a loyal ally. They also suggest that Israel also now a liability in the war on terror and the broader effort to deal with rogue states. Saying that Israel and the U.S. are united by a shared terrorist threat has the causal relationship backwards. The U.S. has a terrorism problem in good part because it's so closely allied with Israel, not the other way around. Support for Israel is not the only source of anti-American terrorism, but it is an important one and makes winning the war on terror more difficult. There is no question that many al-Qaeda leaders, including Osama bin Laden, are motivated by Israel's presence in Jerusalem and the plight of the Palestinians, unconditional support for Israel makes it easier for extremists to rally popular support and to attract recruits. Now, they question the argument that Israel deserves support as the only democracy in the Middle East, claiming that some aspects of Israeli democracy are at odds with core American values. Unlike the U.S., where people are supposed to enjoy equal rights, irrespective of race, religion, or ethnicity, Israel was explicitly founded as a Jewish state, and citizenship is based on the principle of blood kinship. Given this, it is not surprising that its 1.3 million Arabs are treated as second-class citizens. The most powerful force in the lobby is AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, which Walt and Mearsheimer call a de facto agent for a foreign government, in which they say has now forged an important alliance with evangelical Christian groups. The bulk of the article is detailed analysis of the way they claim the lobby managed to change the Bush administration's policy from halting Israel's expansionist policies in the occupied territories and advocating the creation of a Palestinian state, and divert it to war on Iraq instead. They write, pressure from Israel and the lobby was not the only factor behind the decision to attack Iraq in March of 2003, but it was critical. Thanks to the lobby, the United States has become the de facto enabler of Israeli expansion in occupied territories, making it complicit in the crimes perpetrated against the Palestinians, and conclude that Israel itself would probably be better off if the lobby were less powerful and U.S. policy more even-handed. Now, I did that story specifically for this reason, to show you, ladies and gentlemen, what Haaretz.com is saying here. Now, they say on their site, first thought, wow. First thought on most Jewish Congress ever. And they say, wow. First thought, wow, so many Jews in Congress, a record number 43, that's huge. No wonder people are excited about it. Maybe for the wrong reasons. Second thought, isn't it too much? Just 2% of the population and 13 senators out of 100? 2% of the population and 30 congressmen? Aren't they going to draw the attention of all the anti-Semites, the conspiracy theorists, Walt and Mearsheimers of the world? Maybe a lower profile would have been preferable. Third thought, is worrying about the Jewish way of celebrating or what? As they used to say, start worrying, details to follow. They say that six new Jewish lawmakers, all Democrats, are sworn in today on Capitol Hill. They come from different places, from different backgrounds. Some represent areas heavily populated by Jews, some areas with a negligible number of Jews. Will they thrive? Will they survive? Today, they seem mostly happy to be there. Now, did we mention all new members are Democrats? 29 out of 30 Jewish members of the House are Democrats. 9 out of the 13 Jewish senators are Democrats. 2 are independent caucusing with the Democrats, and 2 are Republicans. Those who attended the National Jewish Democratic Council reception, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer included, will not forget this. If you had any doubt, most Jews are still also Democrats, not that anybody had any doubts. Thank you for that. Thank you for the root of socialism and communism in the world. We understand what we have as a problem here in this country. Nancy Pelosi, the site says, became the first woman Speaker of the House. But that's not the most remarkable thing about her. She is the first speaker to have Jewish grandchildren. That's history. And speaking of women, new Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is the first Jewish woman from Arizona to be elected to the House. She is also, well, how should I put it? It's always nice to be reminded again that not all Jewish legislators are older, balding, mustachioed men. And the site makes fun of itself and said, did I just make an anti-Semitic remark? Some people think being Jewish is fashionable now, and maybe that's why so many elected them as their representatives. There's a reason to believe that the colorful Giffords, it doesn't matter, it's just gibberish. It is good for Israel to have so many Jewish legislators, question mark. The Israeli ambassador to Washington attended the NJDC reception, got a warm introduction. The Jewish legislators are pro-Israel, they said. And the ambassador, Sally Meridor, that's S-A-L-A-I, Meridor, said that these are people who are committed, pay attention to the order, to America, to the Jewish people, and to Israel. That's more than enough. I would say so. That is way more than enough. Last week, I didn't get around to the story, and I wanted to, because it came out on the day that there was another propaganda blitz going on throughout the medias. And this one entails Senator Joseph Biden, a Democratic presidential hopeful, joining fellow Senator Christopher Dodd at Martin Luther King's Jr. holiday events, said Monday he thinks the Confederate flag should be kept off South Carolina's state house grounds. If I were a state legislator, I'd vote to move it off the grounds, out of the state, the Delaware senator said before the civil rights group held a march and rally at the state house here to support the boycott of the state. In Chicago, Senator Barack Obama, also prominently mentioned in speculation about the White House sweepstakes in 2008, was hit at the Rainbow Push Coalition breakfast honoring King, even if he didn't deliver what much of the crowd clearly wanted, a declaration that he will run for president. Now, Obama received a standing ovation at the annual King Scholarship when Reverend Jesse Jackson introduced him with an improving reference to the Illinois Democrats' presidential aspirations. It's a long, nonstop line between the march in Selma in 1965 and the inauguration in Washington in 2009, said Jackson, the coalition's founder and one-time presidential candidate himself. Later, in an address at a King Remembrance service at St. Mark's Church in a suburban Harvey, Obama said, "I'm not making news today. I'm not here to make news. There will be a time for that." More than 6 years after the Confederate flag was taken down from the South Carolina Capitol Dome, its location in front of the State House remains an issue at the heart of the event celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy. Now, let me stop here, because what these little socialists want you to believe is flying the Confederate flag, which was a flag, a war flag, during the aggression of the northern states against our southern states, and that somehow this is inextricably tied to oppression of blacks in this country, when we have people like Jesse Jackson, and who's the guy here, I'll think of his name here in a second, that continually push this thing that the Confederate flag is a racist flag. See, that their only move, their only existence of being a member of the United States of America, being one of the southern states, it was just to propagate slavery. That's all that they wanted. And this is how they've equated the battle flag for the Confederacy during this war of aggression on the southern states. This is what they would like you to believe. Whereas people like Louis Farrakhan, have you heard much out of this guy lately? Have you heard one peep out of this guy lately? Absolutely none. Here's a guy that had an opportunity to tell millions of black people, "Excuse me, you've been double-tapped. You think you were slaves once, and you're now liberated? Congratulations, you're under the 14th Amendment. You're now slaves once again." That would have set off a firestorm in this country. We would have had more people on the side of truth, justice, the American way, mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Oh, and more importantly, the Republic, backed by its Constitution. Now, Jim, according to this article, Jim Hanks stood across from the State House with about 35 Confederate flag supporters. He said, "We love this flag. We love our heritage." Some carried signs saying South Carolina does not want Chris Dodd, referring to the Connecticut senator who, along with Biden, attended the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the rally at the State House. Hanks said that Dodd, Biden, and other Democrats running for president would probably say most anything if it would get them votes. In 2000, as the NAACP began its South Carolina tourism boycott, the flag was flying on the Capitol Dome and in the House and Senate chambers. Legislators agreed to take the flag down that year, but raised the banner outside the State House beside the Confederate Soldiers Monument. In November, Biden joked about South Carolina's Confederate past at a Rotary Club meeting in Columbia after organizers said their Christmas party at the Department of Archives and History would include a chance to see the state's original copy of the Articles of Secession. Biden noted Delaware was a slave state that fought beside the North. That's only because we couldn't figure out a way how to get to the South. There were a couple other states in the way. Biden expects legislators here will eventually move the flag. Pointing to his heart, he said, as people become more and more aware of what it means to African Americans here, it's only a matter of time. On Sunday, Dodd told the Associated Press at a King Remembrance service in Greenfield that the Confederate flag belongs in a museum. So do you, Mr. Dodd. I don't think it belongs on the Capitol grounds, he said. I'm sure he would say that. I'll finish up with the balance of this article. Try to take one more call here and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
By the way, Moshe Greenbaum, he said, speaking out against Israel does not make one anti-Semitic. Speaking out against Zionism does not make one an anti-Semitic either. If you insulted the mafia, would that make you an anti-Sicilian? No, it wouldn't. People are too afraid of insulting the Jews because they are protected. I, myself, as a Jew, don't believe 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. I've spoken out against Zionism for the last 10 years. Wake up, people. The Arabs are not our enemies. The Muslims are not our enemies. The enemy of mankind is the Zionist, and the malignant cancer of the world is Israel. I let that stand with Mr. Greenbaum. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Thanks, John. Now, they could only get George Mason, chair professor of economics, the black man, Walter Williams, to take that Confederate flag down off the wall of his office and to retract his numerous comments validating the southern states and current states' rights to secede from the Union. And if they could only get that courageous black guy, was the University of Mississippi, that went around campus wrapped in the Confederate flag.
I missed that one.
Yeah, that was about 3-4 years ago. It made a bit of news. But, you know, because he understood what the Confederate flag stood for, aside from certain unfair and maybe some fair associations as well, but validating the overall worth of that as a symbol for right to succeed and other issues related to states' rights versus the omnipotent federal government. God bless, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Couple of things I have to do here. The SS-1 with the control knob, it is the least expensive aeronizer out there, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not going to be for long. That's because the SS-1 is being discontinued, but we've asked the Aaron Aqua Corporation, because I like this unit so much, that they're manufacturing a small allotment for us, and then it will be gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. Now, this is better than the older SS-1 units because they only had an on-off switch. You know, this has a Aaron output control knob on it. Now, when these are gone, they will be gone forever. The SS-1 that I'm talking about comes with a 4-year warranty. It is the new generator that's in these things, and it is a fantastic unit. Normally priced at $250, well, as we always do with products on this network, ladies and gentlemen, we discount them for you out there. It is $210 plus shipping and handling. And I'm reading off an old thing here. We only have 60 units, so call today. We got about half of that left. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. Pick up one of those aeronizers, ladies and gentlemen. And short of running it over with a car or whatever, they unconditionally either repair or replace your unit. A full 4-year guarantee. All right? Can't beat that with a stick. And also have to mention that my program is sponsored in part by Headache Stagon, the all-natural cure for headaches. And they say right on the label here, Headache Stagon is an all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. The website is headachesstagon.com, or you can call them toll-free at 800-327-0727. We thank them very much for partial sponsorship of this program. That'll do it for me today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, barring, of course, hurricanes, floods, or another ice storm. We'll see you then. We must take America back. We need fairness, schools, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media.
There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.